Hello, I'm Giselle Gamby, host of the Intuitive Pool podcast and business and life coach. My coaching business has consistently brought in $500,000 in revenue for the past 10 years, not from any external strategy, but from being the intuitive entrepreneur. Having worked strategy first, as most people do, with little results, I know that authenticity is profitable, and the deeper you go, the greater your wealth always. And so this podcast is here for you if you desire more, deserve more, and are called into more in relation to your wellness and purpose, business and career, finances, relationships, and health. If you're stuck, feel like you've lost your mojo, and equally if you're doing really well, but you know that you and your life could be so much bigger, so much more purposeful, and so much more impactful. Join myself and my guests as we explore 2024's theme, Untapped Abundance. I love creating ripples, and so here's to creating even more ripples this year for this wonderful Intuitive Pool community. Well, hello, and welcome to the first video podcast for the Intuitive Pool podcast. Back in January, I said that I would be going to video. I finally got with the program. I've had so many people say to me, get on video, because some people are visual and they enjoy the connection, that visual connection. And then when I was in January on holidays, I was binge watching a few new people that I've been inspired by. And then I got it. I was like, oh my God, yes, I get it. I get it. And so I committed to putting this podcast on video. And now I have found the program. I know how to edit it. I know how to publish it. And so here we are. Yay. And a special thanks to my friend and hero partner, Charbel, who would not let me get off the hook when I would say, it's just so much easier to get on here and literally. How I would record podcasts up until now was I would literally go like this and I would let things come through me, and it was just so easy. And now I choose to do the same simply with my eyes open looking at you. This morning I did my own meditation, funnily enough. I did the Untapped Abundance meditation, which is on this podcast, and I published it on the 1st of January this year. And as soon as I started doing that meditation, it seemed to work me. And I felt pulled to write down words that I was hearing. So I would hear a sentence and I would write it down. And then I would hear another sentence and I would write it down. And so on and so on. And at the end of the writing, when I knew I was complete and I read it, I realized that it is a transmission. And so on this first video podcast episode, I am going to be sharing this transmission with you. Now, you may wish to close your eyes. This video may mean nothing to you. You may wish to close your eyes and receive the words. Or you may wish to look at my eyes and to receive the energy from which it's coming through from me, because I share this with you. I mean, I have the podcast because I love to share. And so it comes from a place of my heart to yours, from a place of generosity and intention that whatever it is that gets shared on this podcast really has value for you. So let's go there. Let's go there. So come into this transmission with an open heart. Perhaps actually what I'm going to say is make an intention before you even know what this transmission is about. And the truth is that this transmission is not for everybody, in fact. But it is for some people, as these downloads or transmissions are received. And if it's for you, I promise you that you'll know that it's for you. So I'm going to go with the magic here and say that if you're listening to this transmission, that it is for you. And so just be present to what is going on in your life right now. Be present to the intentions that you have in your life right now. And feel in your heart an intention that you want to bring into this transmission. So feel that intention that you'd like to offer to this transmission. And let's let the magic happen. So here we go. I loved the name of this transmission. It came as I was receiving the words, and then I realized, this is the name of this transition. It kind of makes me laugh. It's called We Don't Have to Be So Human All the Time. There is no time to wait. No time to resist, to stand in the back stalls where the light does not shine on you. There is no time for that. This is a time of surrender. This is a time to let go. To free fall into a mission and a vision that honors your infinite capacity. To free fall into a mission and a vision that honors your infinite capacity, that honors your infinite capacity. And this mission and this vision has chosen you because of this unique, authentic, and abundant capacity. This mission and this vision has chosen you because of this unique, authentic, and abundant capacity. And this is where your sacred business lies. It lies in the decision to free fall into this mission and this vision that honors your infinite capacity. Some of this capacity you know very well, and other parts of your capacity will be revealed, but only once you let go and surrender. Because life is designed to show you the untapped abundance of who you are. Life is designed to show you the untapped abundance of what is possible, because love is infinite. And because we don't have to be so human all the time. Love seeks to express itself through you. Love is the remedy that calls all of us home. Love asks us to dare greatly and to work with the vision and the fire of the dragon. Love asks us to trust in the healing tonic of her sacred waters, and to move like water, with love and love's generosity and love's stillness and love's ferocity and never-endingness. Love asks us to honor the capacity that she chose for us. Love asks us to honor the capacity that she chose for us that she has blessed us with. And to get honest when we resist and shy away from that capacity. Because we all do. Feel now the untapped abundance of the freedom you have already. And feel now the untapped abundance of the freedom that is calling you. Instead of repelling that freedom, allow that freedom to magnetize to your being so that it becomes one with who you are. Instead of repelling that freedom, allow that freedom to magnetize to your being so that it becomes one with who you are. And may the spirit of this greater freedom walk with you every day. May the spirit of this greater freedom show you new ways, new harmonic instruments of peace and transformation. May you be surprised by the miracles upon miracles that are enabled through what you have seen. And may the spirit of this greater freedom remind you with no ambiguity that your purpose is to create a new world. And may the spirit of this greater freedom remind you with no ambiguity that your purpose is to create a new world. This is your participation. This is your contribution. This lifetime, because this is the untapped abundance of who you are, and this is God manifesting through you. So allow yourself to breathe that in. Let it work your body. May you feel in your body where this transmission landed. May it reveal things to you. May it catalyze things for you. May it move you in ways that perhaps you resisted moving until now. May the spirit of this greater freedom bless you. I would love to know what occurred for you through this transmission. And I'm aware that this transmission is not for everybody. I'm aware that this transmission is for people who I've been defining as having emotional, spiritual, and professional maturity. And I want to end this podcast by reminding you that the new Sacred Leaders program, the second cohort, begins on the week of the 1st of May. And the first cohort is at the end of their 9 months right now. And we have seen magnificent transformation. We have seen shedding and letting go. We have seen blind spots that we were not aware of. We have seen thresholds that have now come undone. And we have seen the spirit of this greater freedom that this transmission speaks to. We have seen the spirit of this greater freedom holding these people over the last 9 months, such that what they are choosing now in their sacred leadership, who they are choosing to be, the impact that they're here to make, the impact that they have already made, they couldn't see 9 months ago. because we have allowed the process of surrendering. We've allowed the process of letting go. We have followed the yellow brick road of our intuition. And so their new era of sacred leadership has been seen, is being embodied. They have been missioned up. They have been missioned up into their new era of sacred leadership. And I am being demanded and commanded once again to create the next generation of sacred leaders. So please go to the show notes. You can register directly from the website, which is so cool. Or if you want to have a conversation with me, you're also welcome to do that. Thank you for being part of my very first video podcast, and may there be many more to come, and would love to hear your feedback. If, you know, this not only transmission was of value to you and moved you, and I'd love to hear what it did for you, but also if you enjoy being part of this podcast through video, let me know. I'd love to hear. Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Hey guys, if you love this podcast, I have two requests. Number one, sign up to the newsletter, which you can find in the show notes. Sharing is one of my superpowers, and there is only so much that I can share through the medium of podcasting. And I have very big plans this year to be radically generous to you. So sign up to that newsletter where you'll be able to receive a whole lot more that I trust will be super valuable to you. And number two, I'm a massive referrer of the people I love to the people I love. Please share this episode or podcast with the people you love, and let's create some more breathtaking ripples of impact.